Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the final issue of this Batman story arc, issue 414. If you would like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last six episodes.
Yeah.
So this one, one thing, let's see, this one's actually fairly quick. It's Batman is following this case of these women that are being killed.
Mutilated, and then their bodies getting dumped into a dumpster.
He ends up saving, there's a fire that happens, and he ends up saving this one lady. I can't remember her name because my page won't load. There we go. What is
Kate.
Name? Thank you. Kate Babcock.
Kate Bobsoncock.
Anyway, but Kate is just, she's helping out.
She's a social worker.
Yeah, and she happened to be in this house or in this building when it caught on fire and was getting people out, and Batman is there to obviously help too. He does notice when he's leaving a familiar face that he had busted a couple times before.
The guy named Cutter.
Yeah, Frank Cutter Thompson.
Because he cuts drugs.
Is that what it is? But when we get back to the Bruce Wayne story, he meets Kate for the first time, and they start to develop a friendship. Like, they start to be attending the same
social circles. Yeah, they know each other, they talk to each other, they start to get to know each other,
and
they go out
friends.
A couple times.
They become really good friends.
Out. Yeah.
Until, like, a couple days later, when the fourth victim happens, and Batman and Gordon find it, and it happens to be Kate. It throws Batman into such a funk that it kind of, it weighs on him. And so he's spending the next night talking to everybody, searching everybody. He thinks
it's Cutter.
He thinks it's Cutter, so he sets up a not a sting, but he finds out where he's at, and he thinks it's Cutter, but that's not his MO. Ironically, a guy named Cutter tends to use guns, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But the minute he hops in on this, these cops trying to bust him for this drug deal, he sees Cutter pull out a knife, and then flashes of Kate pop in, and he just goes apeshit and just takes him out. Turns out Cutter was not the actual villain, because a fifth body gets found while Cutter is in custody. And so we don't ever actually get a resolution for this.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. But it's one of those where the story is its own little thing. And it's just Batman trying to be like, look, I'm going to avenge you. I'm sorry that you died. But
and it also shows that Batman's not perfect.
Correct.
And that even though, you know, he's the world's greatest detective. I didn't say it this time.
sometimes
he still fucks up.
Yeah. The thing I like about this is this art and writing team, this is my Batman. This is what I started reading comics for. Jim Starling and Jim Aparo. Like, those are the Batmans I grew up with. That's the group, and this is the Batman I grew up with.
Gotcha.
So I like that we finally are getting to that point. And I know we're going to be reading a lot of them, because they go from, what is this, 414? They're this team until 500.
Oh, damn.
So they've got, you know, years
of
this.
Spread, yeah.
So, like, when we get to Death of the Family, it's these guys. When we get to Nightfall, it's these guys. And I know there's other stories in there in between. Lonely Place of Dying, which is when Tim Drake comes in. Like, I like that. This is what I have compared everything since to these guys. This is my Batman.
Gotcha.
This individual issue was fine. Like, it wasn't, like we said, it shows Batman's flaws, and it's starting to weave in more elements of Batman we'll see later on. The other ones,
where he distanced himself from things.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. The other issues, they were good. They were fine. Like, overall, it's not bad. It's part of the Batman Second Chances graphic novel, which literally is just the beginning of Jason Todd Robin post-Crisis and his retconned origin. And we, you know, because we go from here forward. It was fine.
No, they weren't bad.
They definitely did the beginnings of things. You've already had, by 87, you've already had 40 plus years, almost 50 years of Batman stories. So you're not going to, there's great stories before, like a lot of Joker stories, Ra's al Ghul stories, some not Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Scarecrow. Like, you're going to have, those have already been set in place. So you're just trying to build on what you got. We're going to have some meh stories. Like, the Mime one was meh.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't terrible. If, like I said before, if that was the precursor to Harley Quinn, cool. The Two-Face stories were kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Like, pretty bad.
Yeah.
But seeing the origin of Jason Todd post-Crisis, that was cool.
Yeah.
See how much of a shit he was.
Yeah. I mean, definitely not my favorite Robin that I've read about so far. All two of them. But
we'll get more in the future.
There's, what, 14?
I mean, honestly, there's like 7. But then you can count a lot. Like, you can definitely, she wasn't Robin, but Cassie Kane, who became Batgirl, that's a Robin type. Duke Thomas, who became Signal, basically a Robin type.
Signal?
Yeah. Yes. Actually, Duke is a pretty badass character. His title is dumb. Actually, no, he was a Robin before. So there was a, after, what was it? In New 52, when Joker does, not the end game. No, maybe it was end game. When Joker, like, attacks the city and starts killing a lot of people, Duke's parents were Jokerized, and he gets with a group of kids who other family members were Jokerized, and they just want to do something for the town, for Gotham. They all become quote unquote Robins, and they're in a book called We Are Robin, and there was like a 12-issue, 14-issue series, not too shabby. Duke's really the only one that came out on top. The other ones kind of were there. They've popped up here and there, but Duke's the one that was the standout.
Gotcha.
So yeah, there's been a handful of Robins. We'll get to the next one. It's going to be a bit before we get to Tim, but we'll get there.
Who's your favorite Robin?
My favorite Robin's Dick. But
Joey loves Dick.
I do love Dick. just a Dick Grayson fan. Like,
nothing wrong with that.
There's a reason why I have every single Nightwing series. It's actually over there somewhere, because I put all the Bat Family with Batman titles, so
gotcha.
It's up top, on the top row. Yeah, so all in all, go check it out. The issues are good. Like, you can find them on DC Universe Infinite, or, of course, you know, like, I've got the trades. So, yeah, go read DC, go read Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
Our, this is end of the show, so
yeah, it is.
We'll give the outro stuff, which is go follow us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, and you can send emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Go check out our shirts over at Redbubble and TeePublic. Just type in Comic Book Rundown and you'll find them. We also have links in the show notes. Our music was done by Joe from Sex Turtles and Wreck My Podcast. Go check them out over at whatever app you used for podcasts. They're fun. Yeah, you use Spotify. Guess I'll give a shout out this week to, you know what? I'll give a shout out to a new show that I just started listening to. It's called Comic Booked, the podcast. Comic Booked, B-O-O-K-E-D, the podcast. It's this couple where he has knowledge of characters, she not so much, and so he's presenting her with like a picture of a character, and she's got to tell him and tell the audience who the character is.
Based just on the picture?
Just based on the picture. Or pictures, because depending, he'll give her a couple different ones. First episode was he showed her a picture of Black Canary. She, I wish I could remember their names, and I apologize. You know what? I'm the one editing. I can do
internet.
This.
Internet. Go magic internet power.
See here. Nope, I have you on here. So Matt and Matt shows her a picture and Katie has to describe what it is. Like I said, the first one was on Black Canary, and she was like, her name is Vivian Viagra. And she stops the villains from having hard dicks or something. It was actually pretty hilarious. So I would say go check that one out. They just started.
And that's called Comic Booked?
Comic Booked, the podcast.
Gotcha.
And I mean, I've only had one episode, and I really like it. So go check out them. I'll give them a shout out here. And I know they've got a couple more recorded. I think the next episode 2 is going to be on Bane, and episode 3 is going to be on Wolverine. So I'm really interested to see what, because she doesn't, like I said, she's got some knowledge, but not like a lot. Like, she knows who Batman is. She says she knows who Spider-Man is, but not like what he is, if that makes sense. So yeah, go check them out. I've got them on my Podcast Addict, which pulls from Apple Podcasts. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Podcast Addict's my secondary.
Yeah, so they might be on Spotify, they might be on Stitcher, definitely on Apple. Speaking of which, go ahead and give us a rating and review over at Apple, and if you do, we will definitely read it on the podcast, and we haven't had one in a while, so I haven't checked in a bit, but yeah, we'll definitely.
We haven't had one because we didn't look. But
well, no, like, I checked it last week or week before, and I check it sporadically.
Gotcha.
But I know if Apple Podcasts is the only one I check, if you post it on a different podcasting app, let me know. I'll look at it, and I'll, like I said, I will read it. You just gotta let me know.
Yeah.
Other than that.
I think our outro is longer than our.
There was a reason for that. The issue was kind of short.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I understand. There wasn't all that much plot. Yeah,
not in that one. So. But yeah. All right, guys. We will catch you next time.
Bye.